Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Second down and four at the Rams' 45-yard line. Hurts, this time, looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown! 45 yards!
How about the crowd on that one? Jalen Hurts, 44-yard touchdown to get this party started yesterday. Welcome back, Midday Show, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Eagles 28, Rams 22, on to the title game in a wild one yesterday. You felt good at times, you felt like crap at times, and a lot of that, Hugh, was because the passing game and the offense was up and down, right? Jalen had the big run in the first quarter, did not turn the ball over, which is obviously a huge, huge part of winning the game. And you're talking about efficiency, they were 15 of 20 throwing the ball, right? It wasn't inept, but they didn't get the ball down the field, and they took seven sacks in the game.
Yeah, that was the one, man. That was the one when they took the seven sacks, because you talk about the first matchup, and you know we basically handled the Rams. In this game, they came to play. Mm-hmm. I mean, hats off to that game plan for them coming across the country like they did and battling the way that they did, man. That was a tough game. And they played hard.
There was a stat on the screen at one point on NBC, the most sacks ever over a two-game span in the playoffs, because they had nine last week, right?
Yeah.
And you look at the teams that were with them. It was like the 85 Bears, the 84 Niners. Like, holy moly. You know, this has not happened very often. Hugh, the other part of the game for Jalen, unfortunately, was he got hurt, right? He got pulled down, and you could just see as he went down, it was awkward the way he went back, and his knee stayed. It was like foot got planted. And he hurt his knee. And now the question we're going to find out as the week goes on is, how serious is it? And how much will it impact this week? I always wonder, like, does adrenaline get you through the first week?
Yes. And then, well, adrenaline gets you through the game.
And then what?
Then when it started to get a little stiff, you got to start getting the treatment, try to get some of that swelling out of the knee or whatever. And you'll probably attack your treatment aggressively this week. It's probably going to be over there today and tomorrow, you know, just trying to get some of that swelling out, keep the movement in that knee, and try to make it as comfortable as possible. And, you know, back when I played, the training staff was phenomenal, and they had all the cutting-edge technology. There's no question that they're going to do everything in their power with the technology that they have now to try to get him as ready to go as soon as possible for this week.
Well, that would be a celebration if he plays and he's healthy. Can we hear Jalen after the game on the field, Melissa Stark, talking about his knee and how he's feeling after the game?
Let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
Well, I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go. I'm going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you did.
I finished the game.
You finished and won the game.
Well, it's not a yes or a no, but it's I finished the game.
I mean, yeah, that's all you can ask for. He finished the game, and you would take whatever you can from him next week. Like I said, they're going to aggressively treat him. I remember when Donovan was hurt. I forgot, was it broke his ankle or something? And they had this infrared light thing. And I remember him just talking about, you know, give me the lights, trying to get ready to go. Mm. So they probably have some other stuff that they're going to do to try to get him ready to go. So I think he'll be fine for this game.
So, I don't know what's going to happen yet. We'll see as the week goes on. If I had to guess right now, he's going to gut it out, and he's going to play with a brace on. Here's my first question as we enter this week and look forward. Can he run on Sunday? Can he run next Sunday? Can he play? Yeah, probably, with a brace on. If he can't run on Sunday, it changes a lot. Like, if he is just a pocket quarterback for this coming week, it changes their offense. It changes the way the Commanders play, all those read options. Like, that's the question I have. Not will he play, what kind of Jalen do we get?
I think he'll be able to run enough. That's how I kind of look at it. Because everybody at this point is banged up. You're functional. I think that he'll be functional enough to run. Now, Will he be out there ripping off 60-yard runs like he did last week?
Just had a 44-yarder yesterday.
Well, that's what it was, 44 yeah. yards. Will he rip off a 44-yarder like he did yesterday? Probably not, but I give him 15-20-yard runs. If he can give me that, I'll take that.
They don't win without that 44-yarder yesterday.
They don't. Yeah, damn, when you think about it like that. But I feel like that was the matchup that you needed that to happen yesterday. Mm. When you look at this Commodores matchup, they scored a lot of points in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like the reason why they had so much success against, especially against the Detroit Lions, is because the matchup favored them a little bit better than it did against us.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is this. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have the box score in front of me. They were almost at 100 yards this weekend, if not over 100 yards running the football.
Well, I mean, Daniels himself. You talking about the Commanders?
No, yeah, the Commodores, yeah.
And Daniels himself had a lot. So as a team, they ran for 182.
Yeah.
Daniels ran for 51 of those.
Yeah, but the running game, my point is this. The running game factored in huge for them.
Yeah, their two backs ran for 21 carries, like Eckler and Robinson.
Yeah.
21 carries for well over 100 yards.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, even in the two matchups that we had, that wasn't a big deal like it was for that game against the Lions. So
yeah.
I look at that. That's something that we can negate to a certain extent. Because let me look at I'm looking at the box score from the game that we lost. And their rushing yards, Jaden was the guy. He was the leading rusher.
Yeah, he had like 80 in that game against us.
Yeah, 80 in that game. Yeah. And then you look at Brian Robinson at 24. So they just had like 113. But my point is this. I think we match up well in the running game, and that kind of negates that a little bit. Now you have to just slow them down in that passing game, which has picked up over the last couple of weeks. Jaden throws a pretty football.
Oh, my goodness. He was 22 of 31 for 299 on Sunday.
Pretty football.
Yeah, he was remarkable. So, yeah, I think they're going to have to score more points on Sunday than they've been scoring lately to win this game, and that means they're going to need Jalen to do what he can. But now we find out how he feels this week. We'll see about practice. Let's hear Jalen after the game yesterday talking about why all those sacks, what was going on with the pass game yesterday.
What do you take from the pressure you faced today in the sacks, specifically at the end of the first half in the safety? What do you pull from those?
I have to watch the film to be able to assess it better, but rhythm is everything. Rhythm is everything, and we just got to be able to find our rhythm on what we do. And rhythm doesn't mean quick passes, long passes, or whatever. It's just finding our niche in what we do. And I think what we've been able to do this year in terms of what our rhythm is, it's, you know, we love to start out fast some type of way, get some explosives, and pop some in the second half, you know, pop some big-time explosive plays in the second half.
That's
I think Saquon has been tremendous at that. Rain, sleet, or snow, he's been able to pound, 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 and then
that was weird.
Take it off, you know, and I think that was
town, town.
That was fun. That was cute, I say, just being able to pop it off first for once.
Fun
they
and
got
cute
thick
is
wood heart. Fun and cute is wild. It was like it was almost like he was trying to figure out what he really wanted to say.
Well, do you notice he spun that away from the pass game and the sacks to Saquon? Like, Saquon's great. He ran the ball well. Like, we know Jalen.
That's what our callers do.
Yeah, he was, you know, maybe Jalen is a future WIP caller. He did. That was spin. That was a spin job. What happened to all those sacks? Well, we ran it well. All right.
Don't need to throw, but you have Saquon.
Yeah, well, all right. If you had to give Jalen a grade for yesterday, Hugh, what would you give him?
C. I mean, he didn't play bad. But if you're asking me to grade him, there was a couple plays where, well, he holds the ball. And that probably could have been the weather. All right, it'll be. I give him a B.
I think C was fine.
I think C was fine, too.
No, I'm saying I give him a B because I'm thinking about
it. Because
C,
you got bullied without even anybody saying anything
because
off of this
I'm thinking,
himself.
Because when you asked me initially, I'm thinking C because of everything that happened, like some of the stuff that he did, you know, not the turnovers, but, you know,
sacks
and stuff like that.
Safety, took a safety. I mean,
but at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, maybe it wasn't that bad because a couple of receivers did drop the ball.
The AJ one would have changed a lot.
Yeah.
And that's why I said I'd give him a B.
So I was thinking C.
C plus B.
Okay.
C plus B.
You're working right through it?
I'm working my way. I'm workshopping.
I wrote down a C too, but that's heavily weighed by the 44-yard touchdown.
It's C's like, get degrees. They won the game.
I mean, C's get degrees. And that 44-yard touchdown is why we passed the class, because the passing game yesterday.
That's all that mattered back in the day. As long as you pass. Hey, we're good.
We were hovering on F plus if it wasn't for that run. The passing game was bad.
Yeah, because I'm being – it's MLK. I'm being – careful not to criticize the quarterback too much on MLK Day, man. You know, since I'm here, so yeah.
Kyle, holidays aside, what did you give Jalen yesterday?
Yeah, now I'm worried.
Now you feel a little pressure.
Now I feel guilted into not giving him a C because it's
fucking. You're not going to guilt me. He gets a C. It was a C game. C's get degrees.
It was, man.
That's
it
the name of the game for the Eagles this year. C's get degrees in the passing game. That's how we're in the NFC title game.
Them Commodores coming, though, boy. Yeah, I tell you.
That's not a C passing game that's coming in here. We got to deal with that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's
David,
up, man?
What's up?
I was going to give a game ball to the defense, but with anybody has any type of football IQ, you know that defense is a luxury, so they don't get a game ball.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one, but go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, so we're going to have to give it to Saquon. So, I mean, he was amazing yesterday. And, you know, my emotional roller coaster ride yesterday has left me physically and mentally drained, but it was a great win. Yeah, just for them to be able to pull it out yesterday, it was just phenomenal. It was just phenomenal to watch.
Yeah, you're not kidding about the emotional up and down. Like, I was tired after the game. I needed to sit down. And I was sitting for the game, but I needed to, like, lay down afterwards.
Yeah, I'm still tired. Like, oh, my God.
Well, it's good that most people have day off today.
How y'all doing?
I mean, the heart rate going up and down. It's like going for a run or exercise. You're working
out. Is that what it is? Thinking about was, like, damn, if they lose this game, it's going to be a tough-ass day tomorrow at work. That's all
you
I was
worried
thinking
about the
about.
Next day?
I was just like, man, boy, I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You would have got just crucified today if they had lost that game.
It would have been Hugh's fault, for sure.
How would it have been my fault?
Absolutely.
I have no idea.
That green beer to yours, you. Your green beer would have jinxed it.
How does my green beer jinx it when I don't even have it? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but he's right. It would have been your fault.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're doing there, Dave. It's just no matter what, all roads lead back to me. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
There you go. You and your cheap jacket.
Yeah.
But, well, no, Hugh had himself a legitimate,
$40.
Honest to goodness winner coat.
Yo, that thing looked huge.
It was big.
$40. Win-win.
Hey, but was that on sale? Or you
the biggest coat I've ever seen.
Yeah, somebody felt bad for me. Say, hey, dog, here, take this jacket.
Yeah, I would like to just nitpick a little bit, if I could.
Sure.
I know nobody was here, but we need a new kicker. I am so tired of him missing extra points. I mean, that should be the gift.
Well, okay, Dave, let me ask you this question, because I got this morning, too. Where are we going to find a kicker at this
on
week?
The street,
this week. Where in the
Joe's
history of
like
wait a minute, Dave? I'm just asking because I like to live in rational, logical situations.
This is WIP here. We don't.
No,
do that.
But what I'm saying is, where are we gonna get a kicker at?
What?
5 days before the game? Where are we gonna find one?
There are probably about 100 people out there that can kick an extra point. Problem is.
You said there's 100. Okay, let's say that. Where are we gonna find one at that's gonna kick for us this week, Dave? When have you ever known that to be the case in the NFL? Whenever.
It's pretty rare.
Like, when have anybody,
playoff
the
weekend.
Week before the playoffs,
championship game,
have you ever heard of anybody picking up a kicker?
Yo, I want a new kicker, okay? That's it.
I like how you just completely ignored everything that I said.
Take your logic and get it out. David, good phone call. So, Hugh, you're right. I mean, they're probably going to roll with Jake Elliott this week.
They got no choice.
But do you feel good about this? Because I feel I have to close my eyes every time he kicks the ball.
Can I just tell you, when we score, right, I forgot what I did. I maybe went and got a glass of juice or something. No, because I was still at the stadium. And I remember thinking.
Orange, grapefruit, what are you getting?
I think I was getting, what was it called, the Starry. I was in our booth.
Oh,
what they call it, where we go, Odyssey.
The Odyssey booth, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
The Odyssey, whatever they call
Sweet
it.
Booth,
Sweet,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. So I'm like, how the hell he missed that? Because I missed that portion of it. Because I just assume.
You can't assume
it was
anymore.
A field. Well, it was a field. You know, and I know he's kicking field goals. I mean, you know, when he's trying to kick, you know, for three.
Yep.
He misses those. But I'm like, dude, that's a chip shot.
It's crazy because he made all three field goals yesterday, but he missed extra points.
Yeah, the extra point. Yeah, he didn't make the extra point, which I was like, wow, how did that happen? So to answer your question, am I worried about him? No. And the folks that keep I appreciate all the questions that y'all like to ask, but I usually work on Monday, so the questions that you're asking on the daily, I'm going to probably answer them on Monday anyway. So to answer this person's question that asked me earlier, am I worried about the kicker? Nah, because ain't nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
You asked me about the quarterback earlier in the week, nah, because ain't nothing I can do about it.
You know what? That would make me worry more.
What's that? Because you can't do nothing about it?
I can't do anything about it. Yeah. Like, it feels like I have to watch. For?
I mean, you just have to, you got to give him a hug.
A hug?
And say, hey, man. It's going to be okay. We got you back.
We're back to Major League Buddies here with hugs?
Hey, that's what we got to do. We got to do,
well,
dog.
No, his teammates can do that. I'm going to worry about it
okay.
The whole week.
Then what? Then after you get that word, then what? Going to roll him? Going to roll his ass out there? He's going to make some kicks, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's what I'm saying. What are you worried about it for?
I feel like the Schuylkill's right out the window here. I feel like watching someone try to cross the frozen Schuylkill. Like, he might make it across the other side.
No, he ain't going to make it because it ain't that frozen.
It's but that's Jake Elliott.
The school ain't that frozen.
That's a thin layer today.
You know what I mean?
It is thin. And, but no, he's made it across. They've made it across with him as their kicker most of the year. We've got two more. Like, he's like 90% of the way over this to win a championship with this guy as the kicker. But I don't know. I mean, Kyle, when he goes out to kick anything, I feel like it's probably going to be a miss half the time.
Of course. I mean, like, he's been shaky all season long. And it was such a weird game by him yesterday, too, to make the club. Like, some of those field goals he made were tough.
Yeah.
And like, it was one that was like a 44-yarder in those conditions. Like, I was shocked when he made those. But then the extra points, like, you're like, not surprising. I don't know. Like, but so I get what Hugh's saying. I also don't really see any way that we're going to be able to, like, now at this point, bring in another kicker. I feel like you just kind of have to ride it out with Jake.
Well, yeah, and now
I don't feel good about it.
You're in a weird spot where you're really going to replace a guy that just made three field goals in a playoff win the next week. No, I mean, he's going to be here next week, and every time he goes out there to kick, I'm going to feel like crap. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Jillio, I got to congratulate you.
Why?
Well, you were all plant-based Friday, and the day you came in, you didn't give up all those excuses and talking about if this had happened and that had happened. You just enjoyed the moment, and I appreciate that. Unlike some of the other callers, you know, like one guy who dogs Jalen on Thursday and then on Monday says, we need to run the ball, man. And what, Mad Mike, who always talks like he's on his menstrual cycle, not to mention, you know, the most annoying cowboy Jenny.
That I was
Yeah, we didn't even get to those guys yet. Big V, listen, of course I'm excited today. Now, I was plant-based Friday, and the game played out exactly like I thought. They were going to win, and I felt like I was going to throw up halfway through the game. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I felt nauseous.
Yeah, I did too. You know, I had to take Hugh's advice. I went and got some Rolaids.
Tom's Rolaids. You know, you probably helped sell those this weekend, Hugh.
Yeah, just like, what's his name, sold all them a couple of million of those books. But yeah.
Inner excellence. What was his name?
Won.
Jim Murray or something?
Yeah, he won.
Jim Murphy, Murray, something like that. Of course, he was at the game yet. Wasn't he at the game where AJ brought his book?
He met AJ.
Yeah.
And they had a powwow at the NovaCare.
Yeah. Can he help AJ get back on track catching the ball? Because it's been quiet for two games.
It's been a little quiet.
Yeah.
This week is going to be big for AJ.
It better be.
Yeah.
This week is going to be big. Oh, by the way, I'm glad my predictions came true because all roads leading to the Super Bowl comes to Philly. So, yeah, I was happy about that. But, you know, I would have scored on that prediction of the threes, but instead of Saquon getting three, Jalen ended up sneaking in one. So I'm okay with that, too. But, and you can't blame the passing game because under the conditions that Jalen had to deal with, I mean, most of his passes were on the money. And he did not turn over the ball.
Well, he didn't. I mean, but, you know, the other team threw for 300-something yards in the same weather. I mean, they could throw the ball.
Well, you know, teams that, you know, lost, like the team that I said was suspect that lost. I ain't going to mention their names because everybody jumped on me about it. But, you know,
I get it. But we can't just say the snow was the reason they couldn't throw the ball. The same team on the field with them threw the ball.
Yeah, the same team was on the field with them threw the ball. But they're scheme. They don't have a good running game or a great offensive line.
They have a good running game. Not as good as ours, but they have a good running game. They ran for 100 yards with 19 carries.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Saquon almost did that by himself.
I know. Saquon's better than Kyle. I mean, Big V, I get it. Are we going to sit here and say they couldn't throw the ball yesterday because it snowed? Matt Stafford threw for 300-something yards. Right,
that's kind of sound like that's where he was going.
Big V will.
I mean, that's fine. He can have that.
I think that's what we're going to say this week to make ourselves feel better. It was the elements. The Rams.
But that made him, what do you mean?
Well, we couldn't Jaylen. Throw. Yeah, the Rams threw it all over the field.
No, they don't need to make no excuses. It was what it was.
It was bad. It was a bad passing day. Tom is up next. What's up, Tom?
It was what it was.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, what's Tom. Going what's up? On?
Hey, Hugh, man, I got to give it to you, man. All last week, I drive a truck. I was listening to you all last week, and all you kept talking about was they're just going to ragdoll that O-line, and, man, you called it, man. It was the same thing, just coming back.
Well, they came to play, though.
Yeah. We did it in the run game.
Yeah, them 7 sacks, though, they fought back a little bit now.
And now, Hugh, what is going on? Me and my buddies, we just watch AJ and we watch AJ Brown and we watch Hurts. What is going on with these dudes, man? It seems like it's something that somebody got into their feelings, like you talk about, or is it something over a girl or something, man? It just something doesn't make sense, man. These guys don't look like they're having fun, or you get the same vibe, Hugh?
No, I don't. But I probably don't watch, you know, with all due respect, I probably don't watch the game the way that you're watching. I usually watch what's going on in the trenches and stuff like that. I will say this. The couple times early in the game, Jaylen tried to get AJ involved, he dropped the ball. Now, when you talk about possessions and the way that the game was going, if I'm throwing you the ball, you keep dropping it. I ain't about to throw it to you no more. And maybe that's probably where Jaylen was with it. I don't know. Because that dynamic, I don't really know that much about.
Well, that one drop he had down by the goal line, that was egregious. He should have had that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if you guys remember this. Me and my boys played it back all day. That was on that fourth down play that he did catch the fourth down. That was a delay of game. They didn't even come close to getting that off when the play clock.
Oh, yeah. Tom, I saw it too. And I was like, oh, my goodness. We got away with one. Yeah, you're right. Yep. I mean, it was zero. You saw it on the clock. Tom, good phone call. So here's what I noticed, Hugh, about the A.J. Brown thing. That's just – it's odd. So he's played 5 games in the playoffs with the Eagles since he got to the team, right? Two years ago in the Super Bowl run. Last year he missed the game against Tampa because he got hurt, and now obviously 2 games this year. You know, he's only had 30 yards. 30's not nothing, right? He averages like 80 yards a game for his career. He's only had 30 yards in a playoff game once out of 5 games with the Eagles. That was the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Isn't that weird? 4 out of 5 games in the playoffs with the Eagles, under 30 yards.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that in the playoffs, you take away the best players, and he's been eerily silent. But I don't, you know, there's going to be an opportunity in this game, this upcoming game this weekend.
I need an AJ game.
Yeah, man. And I think he's done, and I know it's probably been real tumultuous for him, but I think for the most part, he's done a really good job of being – a team guy. That has to be hard for him to go through this playoff series, you know, in the game we just had and the one we had last week, and really be silent in both of those games.
I am also still wondering if that knee is bothering him more than he said. Because he said last week, I'm fine, I was open. But it's just bizarre. Like, he's in his career to have this. So he had 8 catches for 97 yards against Washington, right, in the game they lost down there. Since then, these are his games. He's played in 3 games because he sat the last game against the Giants. Here's A.J. Brown's games since the Washington game. 3 for 36, 1 for 10, 2 for 14. It's got to be the quietest 3-game stretch of his NFL career. 3, 1, and 2, the last 3 games he's played.
That's why he's been reading books, man, and trying to stay as focused as he possibly can.
So inner excellence.
So he won't blow up. There's going to be opportunities there, and it usually happens like that. The guys that are the heroes in one game might have a game where they're silent the next.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's the case for AJ. Hopefully this is going to be the week where he gets in a position where he can feel good about himself and be a major contributor
to
the success
of
the Eagles.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got 2 games to win a Super Bowl. They're going to need more out of AJ. It's hard to imagine the next 2 weeks, both wins, and he's this quiet. Like, it's just not the way their team is built. It's not the way he's built. They need more out of him moving forward to win this one, the next one. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Reaction to the win. Who gets your game ball? AJ. Not AJ, obviously. Jalen Carter, Saquon Barkley, Howie. Who are you giving it to? 215-592-9494. And coming up, a big Hue breakdown. Hue will take a look at how Jalen Carter was able to wreck that game yesterday, as well as your phone calls right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio.